Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lions Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, February 20th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Birthdays, landscape photographer Ansel Adams, born this day in 1902. Actor Sidney Poitier is 87 today, from the Biography Channel.
When Sidney Poitier arrived in Hollywood, the rules were already written, but he rewrote them, forever changing the way African Americans would be depicted on the big screen.
Kurt Cobain of Nirvana would have been 47 today. On this day in history, on February 20th, 1962, John Glenn becomes the first American to orbit the Earth in the Friendship 7 Mercury space capsule.
Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Roger, turnaround has started.
Capsule turning around, and I could see the booster during turnaround just a couple of hundred yards behind me. It was beautiful.
Roger, seven, you have a go, at least seven orbits.
Roger, understand go for at least seven orbits.
But potential problems with the heat shield on the capsule limited the flight to three orbits. Still, Glenn was hailed a hero. Another space anniversary, on this day in 1965, Ranger 8 crash lands on the moon, sending back television pictures of the lunar surface from NASA.
20 seconds to impact. All video good. Signal normal. Stand by for impact. 10 seconds to impact. Video still good. Excellent signal strength. 3, 2, 1.
At the top of the charts on this day in 1966, a Sinatra. But not Frank. No, very groovy daughter, Nancy. And these boots are made for walking.
You've been a-messin' where you shouldn't have been a-messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday, starting at 11 a.m., a chili cook-off at The Rail, 900 Main Street in downtown Commerce, to raise money for the Commerce Skate Park project. The event features live music and a first prize of $200. For more information, call 903-886-8132. Again, 903-886-8132. A chili cook-off to benefit the Commerce Skate Park project starting at 11 a.m. this Saturday at The Rail, 900 Main Street, downtown Commerce. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Carol, our thought for the day, I have never let my schooling interfere with my education.
Excellent.
And you know who that comes from, I bet?
I've heard it before.
Yeah, it comes from Mark Twain.
Oh, well, of course.
Doesn't that sound like Mark Twain?
That does.
Well, it is Black History Month. February is every year Black History Month. And we're going to talk about a school in Greenville today called the Fred Douglas School, which you tell me now has received some special designation. So tell me about this.
Yes, it has been declared a recorded Texas historic landmark. That means that it is a building that's standing. This building is not in great condition. The windows are boarded up, but it is still there intact. It has historical value, and this one really does.
Mm-hmm. And this is on the east side of town?
It is at 1301 Moore Street, which is just east of East Mount Cemetery. And I thought it was kind of ironic. The whites called it East Mount Cemetery. And when the African Americans, after emancipation, began to build their houses in that area, it became East Hill Community.
East Mount versus East Hill.
Yes, and it's really more of a hill than it is a mount.
Yeah. And this is, for folks that are not familiar with Greenville, this is just north of Park Street.
Right.
And they're on that far east side of Greenville. So this was an elementary school.
It was. It was. And in that time period between emancipation in 1865 and the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Greenville had three schools, but they were segregated, and I'm not for sure which came first. I believe it was the one they called North Colored School. It's up on Clark Street.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was at one time called Ross School, named for the first African-American who came and taught in Greenville. Then there was the East Colored School, which became Fred Douglas. And on the west side of town, on 380 and the loop, is Carver.
Carver.
George Washington Carver School.
And that's still, that building still very much stands and is still in use, is it not?
Well, actually, they've done some changing of the names. It's now L.P. Waters Early Childhood, and they built a new elementary school, and it's George Washington Carver.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, basically, the building's there.
Now, the Fred Douglas School, I was thrown off by this slightly. I had to stop and think about it. Well, it's actually named for Frederick Douglass,
right,
the former slave and the abolitionist who had a very close relationship with Abraham Lincoln.
Right. He was a social reformer, writer, statesman, you know.
But when you say Fred Douglass, you don't immediately think Frederick Douglass.
No. No.
We're talking with Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, about the Fred Douglas School in Greenville and in Black History Month now. It has been declared a Texas recorded historical site.
Mm-hmm.
What's the process of achieving that? And I assume you had something to do with that.
Reverend Brian Keith, who is at Carter Temple Church, right across the street from Fred Douglas, he contacted me in the summer. The community wants to put a community center there. They petitioned the school board, got the piece of property, and now they're wanting to do a community center, provide computers for the residents, and an activity center.
And this would be in the existing building?
Right. The most interesting thing I found is that the lots that Fred Douglas School sits on today were bought by the African-American parents, not the school district. They then deeded those lots to the school district. The school district went out and bought an old building, two-story building, brought it and put it on a foundation. That foundation still exists. It was raised sometime around the 50s, I
mm-hmm.
think.
And we think the existing building was probably built in the 50s.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the other one, but the parents had to pay for the land,
mm-hmm.
which I've never heard of.
Yeah. Well, now, what will happen with this building? This does not ensure that it will survive and that the use that they want to make of it will, in fact, happen. It's very helpful, but what happens now?
This is a state honor, a Texas honor. It entails no restrictions on that you cannot tear it down if you don't want it there anymore.
And does the church own the property?
The church owns the property.
So they have a lot of say about what happens.
Yes,
with
yes.
It. Okay, good.
Yes.
Well, we're out of time, but this is very interesting. I think we might want to talk about this again sometime soon.
I'll keep you posted on
that. Well, please do. Please do. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.